there is a $97 billion problem a lot of folks have probably never heard of, and it all deals with some European digital rules.
Yes, indeed. We worked with a team of academics to estimate the cost of this growing swath of European regulation targeting U.S. companies, and found the cost could be as high as nearly $100 billion per year.
Now, what are they doing exactly? Are these new rules that are coming into effect, or a continuation of a problem that we already have?
So many of these are quite new. If you go back to as recently as 2015, there are only two legislative instruments, that's European Union legalese for laws, targeting U.S. digital companies. But by 2024, that had grown to 16 legislative instruments with over 900 pages of text, a more than 18-fold increase.
Now, how is this impacting the average American? Is it through our retirement savings? Is it through our jobs? Is it through taxes? Or is it a combination of all of these things?
It is really an all-of-the-above scenario. As you might imagine, if you're working for one of the companies that's targeted, the impact might be particularly acute because, yes, these regulations are reducing growth potential for U.S. companies, and if you're working for one of them, it could impact your job. But if you just have a pension plan, a 401k, even if you just personally are holding index funds or ETFs that are tracking the S&P 500, which is the most popular index to track, this is hitting you because the targeted companies in the United States make up almost one-fourth of the value of the S&P 500, and they're invested in by virtually all pension plans. The net result is that this nearly $100 billion annual cost is actually costing investors in S&P 500 index funds about 5% of their fund's value, which is a fairly sizable impact to retirement savings.
You mentioned the targeted companies. Are most of these the tech giants?
Many of them are the larger tech companies, the Apple, Google, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft of the world, but even companies like Booking.com are targeted.
Now, there are, of course, trade talks going on between the European Union and the United States. What could these talks change?
So these talks involve a wide number of issues. There's definitely a hope among U.S. industry that there will be some effort to really rein in some of the excess of these digital rules. It may not be the case that we're able to convince the European Union to repeal any of them entirely, but if we can just get a more reasonable enforcement mechanism, that would make a huge difference because extraordinarily large fines drive a large portion of the cost here. It's entirely possible under many of these rules, and we've seen in practice that the European Union will in fact pursue this, to pursue enormous fines as a share of global turnover, totally disconnected from how large the actual sales of a company are in Europe. So European authorities bring a case against you and say they don't like the way that, you know, some component of your business operates in Europe, and they could be charging you 10% of your global revenues for something that you were doing in, say, Ireland.
What kind of timetable do we have for these talks?
So these talks are ongoing. Obviously, an initial framework has already been released. So at this point, it's largely about filling in the details. As with many items recently, it's a little bit up in the air. We know that things are in motion actively, and industry is hoping that we'll be able to get a little bit more clarity on the digital side. But we saw in the initial framework that was released that there's definitely interest from the administration and an acknowledgement from the European side that some movement is needed, hoping to fill in some of those details and get some more concrete commitments.
Well, Trevor, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on this, what you're calling the $97 billion problem that most of us have never heard of. That's Trevor Wagner, Chief Economist. Thank you. Chief Economist and Director of the Research Center for the Commuter and Communications Industry Association. Well, we're late getting to him, but